Today we'll be talking with Bryony Stocker. So Bryony, what brought you to writing?
Well, there's a bit of photograph of me when I'm about 2.5 or 3, and I have my grandmother's glasses and I have them on and a book, and I kind of think that the glasses are the window to reading. So I think I'm a reader, and I think writing justifies all the reading I do. So I think that's basically why I'm a writer, because I just love reading.
And can you tell us a little bit about the piece that you're reading for us today, an extract of the piece you'll be reading at the Story Shop at the Book Festival?
Well, it's actually quite different from what I normally write, because I write historical crime fiction. I do lots of research and I love it, spending times in libraries and going in through archives. But this is a kind of modern piece, and it's about the time when your mind just kind of flies off in one direction. So the kind of moment between finding a lump and realising it's a pimple. So it's kind of that. So it's quite a kind of in the moment kind of story. So it's quite unusual. And the extract is from my story, You Know. You know, what's it? Thingy-me-jig. That's how it starts. One of those moments. I followed where that moment led. I chased it all the way to the slurring and stumbling of the sober drunk. But that comes much later, not today. You know, I said, the other station, would they have it? I can only tell you we don't have it here, said the stuck-up woman in Lost Property. She was wearing one of those fake Hermes scarves with the horses on it that concealed the collar of her polyester uniform. Her sooty hair was so tightly pulled back, it was like a do-it-yourself facelift. Scarf lady looked back at the computer screen. Campbell, Harris, McLaughlin, Rowe, Sangster. No, I said, that's not me, but the other station, the stop before this one. Scarf lady's face was blank. Okay. Thank you, I said. I flashed a weak version of Scarf Lady's F.U. Morningside smile. It had gone. Run away. Skip town. Taking the 4 o'clock train out of here. It couldn't be coaxed back for seconds or minutes or even hours. The word stayed stubbornly one stop away. So, I thought, hey, who doesn't forget? Who doesn't go into a room and not know why? Who doesn't reach for a word and find it as slippery as a sliver of soap? Don't start with that hypochondria malarkey. But it had started. The slow unpicking of the brain, that invisible hand ripping the stitches, that bug in the network repeating the same message again and again. Sorry, we can't connect you now. Please try again later.